everybody. It's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
And you are listening to Geek. One more.
Hey, everybody. It's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
That's right. And you're listening to Geekcast Radio Network every day because they rock.
Woo!
Greetings, humans. This is Starscream. And you're listening to Toycast. And if any of you call me a parts former, one more time!
Now, Toycast. Oh, yes. Listen in to the only toy podcast you will ever need.
Wake up. Ow. Hello and welcome to Toycast. This is episode 181 here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I am, of course, TFG on Mike. And joining me is a longtime friend, someone who his toy world is kind of out of order at this point, but it is none other than Mr. Dave Draper. Hi, Dave.
Yay. How are you?
Yay.
I'm still alive, which these days seems to be an accomplishment.
Ain't that the truth?
I'm not dead yet. I'm getting better.
Getting better, but I'm getting older. So, yeah, Toycast, we are... I've always tried... there's a million toy news podcasts out there, and your lovely show that you and Duvall had was awesome, and I loved listening to it and everything else, but I never felt the need to do toy news here on Toycast because there were so many other things.
Well, I don't think it was toy news per se. I think it was like, you know, we would talk, it was never like breaking news, you know, Hasbro is going to do... You know, Hasbro's going to stop doing vintage figures, or Hasbro's going to stop doing it. It was just like, here's the new stuff. What do we think about it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's still, you know, you're still reacting to a news. Yeah, you're not reporting the news. You're not the ones creating it. But, you know, it's still. But I never thought, like, when Toycast started way back in 2009, when did we start the Toycast? Yeah, July 2009. Anyway, I wanted it to be different. That's why we have Display Case, where we come on and we each talk about a toy in our collection. We pick one out, we talk about it, we say what we like, what we don't like, and then we move on, kind of thing. But you had said something to me recently. You reached out and you're like, hey, I need to join the Empire. I'm like, I thought you were a Jedi. Why do you want to join the Empire?
Oh, my friend, you do not know me at all. It's weird. I am the one Star Wars. I'm saying things for hyperbolic effect, so I don't get this. I always like that too. But I was the one Star Wars fan who Luke wasn't my hero. I never wanted to be a Jedi. I never wanted a lightsaber. I was a Han Solo guy. Give me a fast ship, talking dog, and a blaster, and I'm happy. So like,
and of course you shot first.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what she said. You know, you get older. But the fact that they've completely ruined the lightsabers in Star Wars, I'm sort of sad about it, but I'm not like angry about it. I'm just like, and I only did the Jedi quests in Star Wars Galaxies to get like this is sad. I actually did the Jedi quests in Star Wars Galaxies to get the stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you got like little decorations if you did the quests, and I'm like, ooh. Tchotchkes, things, a little Bacta tank to put in your little house. This is true. This is absolutely true. I did the entire quest line just to get like the crap. That's how my brain works. I'm an acquisitive little, I'm an overgrown Ferengi, basically. I like stuff. I know it's the wrong franchise. I appreciate that.
I was going to say, wait a second here. That's a Trek thing. I love you, man. You're awesome, Dave.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, I mean, and I'm perfectly fine adding in like reactionary, like specific toy news reactionary thing. Whatever you want to do, we can do on the show. That's fine by me. I just didn't want, at the beginning when we started this, I didn't want it. Like I said, there are a million and one other toy podcasts out there that do reactionary news, whatever you want to call it. And that's why we did display cases. That's why we did other things. That's why we had more conversations. And this is a conversation, just like anything else. Good.
Yeah, I mean, we would have conversation. I mean, we would have, you know, again, it wasn't just like a hot take. It was a conversation about a thing. Like, you know, the example I think we used before we started recording was that Hasbro just announced that they're going to do a retro series for Ahsoka.
Right.
And my attitude is I don't like it when they do that for things that aren't. I am. In the larger conversational sense, I'm sick of retro things that were never retro. You know what right. I mean?
Yep.
Like, we live in 2023. It's cute that they gave Chopper a sticker like R2-D2, but I also, because I prefer the vintage collection, so it's like I would like a vintage collection Chopper. I would like, you know, I don't know why making toys from things from – it's cool when they do it for the actual retro figures, because that way I can get like a card Gamorrean guard for less than $1,000, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But like there is no nostalgia for a thing that never existed,
yeah.
Which is weird. Like the only retro kind of thing that I would actually kind of be excited about is if they did like Mego Star Wars. Cause that was like a what if, you know, famously Mego passed on Star Wars and it destroyed the company. And so like to have Mego style Star Wars figures would be really kind of interesting and cool. A what if, but like, you know, I'm tired. Like, it's like we had like 25th G.I. Joe and we had vintage, whatever you want to call it, Star Wars. We had these amazing sculpts and articulation and accessories. And then just all of a sudden we just hit the brakes and suddenly decided we're just going to go back to everything. We're either going to go back or go 6 inches. And I'm like, nah. Yeah.
Once you go 6 inches, you never go back.
Okay, but good luck getting a 6-inch scale Millennium Falcon.
No, I was
6-inch scale aircraft carrier.
Yeah, you know. I don't. Yeah, but like for me, the way I see action figures, like, all right, so I don't have my toy. I have a toy collection. It's not the toy collection I had from 2005 to 2011. It's not your standard whatever. But I do have several. Like, you know of 3-0, right? The company 3-0?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they do these MDLX things now. So I have Goldbug and Cliffjumper. It's non-transforming. I don't care. Because for me, I'm 43 years old. And I want to clarify this for the audience, folks. I'm younger than he is. He's older than I am. As he said earlier, he's
a decade younger than I am.
Oh, you're only 53?
52.
Well, okay. Well, happy earlier, belated, or whatever. So, for me, at my age, where I am mentally, I don't need my toys to transform. I don't need my. That's why I love Funko. Like, Optimus Prime can just sit here. R2 can just sit here. Batman can just sit here, and all I have to do is tap their heads.
That's it. You know. It's one of those things, like, I understand. I completely understand. I understand the logic of it. And as an owner of many Marvel Legend figures, sometimes articulation is not a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, there are always second-rate characters that have to be in the back that flop over and, like, cause a huge tidal wave. I get it. But at the same time, there's just – maybe it's me. Maybe it's a stubbornness inside of me that I'm buying a toy. Like it's the toy. Like, it's mm-hmm. the – I'm buying a toy. If I buy a statue, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
I want that toy to have certain characteristics of being a toy, which is articulation, which is sculpt. I want it to look good. I want it to be able to pose it.
Yep.
I might never play with it. I might just, like, for 10 seconds out of the package, go and then put it on a shelf. It gathers dust for a decade.
Yep.
But that's just – it's just something in me. Like, I you know, I'm not one of those guys that hates Funko Pops, but it's just – it's a little too streamlined. Mm-hmm. It's a little too simplistic. It's not my thing. It's just, you know, I'm at this point, I'm resigned to pay. Like, at this point in my whole life, I'm resigned to paying a premium for the stuff that I want. Like, I want physical media for like movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if it has to be a niche thing and I got to pay extra just to get DVDs of things, I'm fine with that. Just as long as I get them. if I got to pay more for an articulated 4-inch figure than people are paying for a stupid 6-inch figure that they're just going to, you know, okay. Cause that's my thing. That's what I started with. That's what I collect. That's that scale is my jam.
Yeah. And what I was going to say earlier about, you know, when I made the joke about, you know, once you go 6-inch, you never go back. I don't mind action figures that are 4-inch, 5-inch, 6-inch, 7-inch, fine. That's the action fit. That's why I was bringing up the 3-0 MDLX Cliff Jumper and Goldbug. That size class is fine for the action figures. Now, when you get into something you mentioned earlier about the flag and the whatever and all the bigger ones, those are bases. Those are play sets to me. Those aren't like regular figures. So yeah, those are going to have to be bigger.
But those are accessories. They are accessories. They are part of the line.
Absolutely.
Like, and this is an interesting question. It's like, where do you draw the line? Cause like, I remember when I got into superpowers, like I didn't get all the vehicles and stuff. Cause I was just like, look, the figures cost enough.
Right.
But like, I you know, it's sort of like you can have the guy is just standing there, or you know, you can have your 6-inch Han Solo just standing there because there's nothing for him, and then I have my 4-inch one sitting in a cockpit next to Chewie, next to Luke, next to, you know, to Leia. Mm-hmm. You know, like I love this, as you may have picked up from the thing about Star Wars Galaxies. I love the stuff. I love the little accessories and the big accessories and the monsters and the vehicles and the bases. I love all that stuff. And at a 6-inch scale, you're not going to get much of it. And what you are going to get is pretty much going to have to go straight through. Like, you know, HasLab did a HISS tank for Classified.
Mm-hmm.
They did a sail barge for Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did this ginormous, complex, multi-room play set for the Vintage line. And then they did – because the HISS tank's a pretty basic bitch. Can we curse?
Yes.
It's pretty basic bitch for G.I. Joe. I own a lot of them. That's kind of one of my things that I specifically collect. It's a pretty simple design, and that's what you're gonna get for G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll probably get a vamp. I know they got the motor, they got the jump cycle, but like you're not gonna get a Skystriker for Classified. If they HasLab it, it'll be so expensive that people will throw a tantrum and like not want to buy it. You know.
So let me ask you, you say it's going to be so expensive. Is it going to be more expensive than Unicron? Unicron was $600.
Unicron was 2 feet tall. do you realize the reason I didn't get it is because literally that toy was unreasonably big. Like I can't imagine people not having problems with it standing up, not having problems with pieces falling off of it. Like it's got to break super because – you know, like, how do you maneuver it? Like, you've got to hold onto it and move it, and it's a 2-foot-tall hunk of plastic. I imagine people break stuff on that all the time. Maybe they don't, but, like, I just know from my own experience moving stuff around that you've always got to, like, find a good handhold.
Yep.
And, you know, because if you know, with that sail barge, you got to get it from underneath, because if you touch anything on the top, it'll pop off. It'll break.
Yeah, you got to get it from the belly of the beast. The Unicron, if I ever had it, which I don't even really want it at all, I would keep it in planet mode. I would find a way, like, this is how old man I am, folks. I would get one of the hanging hooks for plants and stuff. Instead of having a plant, I would put it in planet mode, and I would hang it right next to my Transformers posters in my living room and just have it hanging there like it's a planet in the middle of the space of my room. Like, I would never have it in robot mode, never.
My friend, I think you need to reach out to the kink community to get the rigging to hang that thing from the ceiling. I don't think a plant thing is going to do it.
Okay, but that was...
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, I think the plant
the weight, yeah, the weight of it.
Ceiling.
Yeah, it would pull down the ceiling. Yeah, that's... Yeah, but my point, yeah. Yeah, but again, I don't want it. I think it's cool. I think it's awesome. I love that people were able to get it to add it to their Transformers collection and have like a Transformers the movie, you know, scene kind of thing. But man, oof, that toy.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the Armada. I've got the Armada Unicron. That's fine for me.
Yeah, you know,
but I don't like. Again, I don't. It's weird. Whenever they do one of these things, there's always like some contingent of some other toy line that's butthurt about it. Like, mm-hmm. why'd you do that instead of doing one of our things? Like, come on, guys. I don't know. I just, the whole community's weird.
Yep. So Mike and Dave talk toys. What else you want to talk about?
Okay. Well, first of all, like my thing now, my big obsession is Warhammer. Like, there's this company called Joy Toy, and they started doing 4-inch scale, which is my scale, Warhammer toys, and yeah, that kind of got out of control fast. But ironically, it's slowing down for the same reason that people are having issues with the actual game, mm-hmm. which is that Joy Toy, like I can't remember the name of the company, West End, I think is what it's called, mm-hmm. or maybe not. But the company that actually makes Warhammer, they focus too much on the Marines. And not enough on the cool alien stuff. Okay. So it's like, okay, I've got the green marine and the gold marine and the purple. I don't have the purple marine yet. I want the purple marine because those are cool. But like I've got marines. Like I want the giant dinosaur space bugs. Like please give me Tyranids. Please give me Drukhari. I want these. I will buy these.
Right.
But that's kind of my thing with toys in general. Is like, look, just make the thing and I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Like. Just please, just make the thing I want, and I'll buy it. Hasbro just announced like the bunch of stuff for Ahsoka. They did the Black Series figures, and they have like all the characters, and then the Vintage Series, and it's like 3 characters. It's like ugh. So I got the 3 characters that they actually did, even though they're not the best characters in the show, and it's just like, why? I still need Stellan Skarsgård from Andor. Please, I beg of you, Hasbro. He's the best character on the show. He's so cool. I love him. Andor's so good. Please make him in 4-inch scale. Please. Please.
Yeah. That's like me. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and Disney, please, because you're starting to crack and put stuff out on physical media. I got all that locked down immediately. Please put Andor out on physical media before you guys get the bright idea. This costs a lot of money. We can get a tax write-off on it. Please let me get my grubby hands on the DVDs. Because that's one that everybody... It's weird. Everybody slept on that, and I don't know. That's like the one really good thing that's come out of Disney Star Wars.
Mm, very cool. So I'm on the Joy Toy website. Explain Warhammer to me, because I have never. This is the first time I'm seeing these.
There's a meme about like it's one of those like Chad girl memes, and the girl goes, "Tell me about Warhammer," and then the whole thing is like filled with like text dialogue, and she's like, "I regret my decision." Warhammer, right. Okay, so there's it started, I think, as a fantasy game. Mm-hmm. There's also, like, a separate game that's it's a miniature war game set in the year 40,000. And it's sort of like humankind kind of had Star Trek times, but then everything collapsed. And it's had this weird sort of, like, regression. And there was this one figure who was kind of this immortal character who was very powerful, almost godlike, who tried to lead humanity into this new age of enlightenment and reason, and reject religion. And he was creating this group of like warriors to help him like reunite the human race, because the Star Trek times had collapsed. And everybody was scattered across the galaxy. And there were many, many aliens that were enemies or opponents or dangerous. It was based on fantasy things. So there were like elves and orcs.
Yep.
The orcs are crazy. The orcs are gloriously crazy. And there's also terrifying space bug dinosaurs that are like, if the Xenomorph and the Borg had a baby.
Oh,
the Tyranids are so good. But at the same time, the way they traveled, hyperspace is like this alternate reality, or this like different plane of existence that absorbs all emotions. Mm-hmm. And those negative emotions have like coalesced and festered and turned into like demon gods. So they've been attacked. They've been breaking through and attacking reality. I'm doing a not particularly great job of explaining this.
I get it.
So they ended up trying to thwart this guy who became they call him the Emperor of Mankind.
Okay.
And he's been on Earth forever. He's like the Highlander. He's been on Earth forever. And he was trying to reunite humanity, trying to bring them into this age of enlightenment. And he'd created these like not exactly clones of himself, but like sort of like his. He created in a lab his sons, his 12 sons, or 20 sons, the Primarchs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the Space Marines. They had from their lines, they had like the Space Marines, which are the guys in the big hulking armor. And then the forces of chaos seduced his favorite son, Horus, and lied to him and manipulated him. And he betrayed his father and he launched a war against Earth, and he came within a hair's breadth of winning, and he lost, but he the Emperor basically had to kind of sacrifice himself to keep everything. Like, he's basically trapped on this throne of gold that's actually like a machine that's powered by psychic energy, but he's kind of like a living corpse, but he's keeping the Empire stable, but he can't do anything. Mm-hmm. There's a YouTube series called What If the Emperor Had Text-to-Speech, which is funny. But basically, he can barely communicate with anybody. And what has happened, and this was in the year 30K. Mm-hmm. Now it's 40K, 10,000 years later, and the guy who tried to eliminate all religion has had this massive religion built up around him. And the human empire is all, like, he's worshipped, he's revered. There's an inquisitorial branch that looks for heresy all the time.
Oh, wow.
It's a complete reverse of everything he stood for. And all the good Primarchs are gone, asterisk. And all the bad Primarchs have turned, like, half the Primarchs turned to evil, turned to chaos. And mm-hmm. half the Primarchs stayed loyal. So it's basically just like the universe is getting, like, the whole thing is everything's getting worse and worse. This is where the term grimdark, have you ever heard that before?
Yeah.
This is the origin of this is literally the origin of grimdark.
Okay.
Everything's dark. Everything's terrible. Most people live miserable lives, like slaving away at some job, kind of like reality. But, like, just life is very cheap. And, of course, they're fighting war. They have no allies. Every alien race is considered an enemy. There's a lot of mutants, and mutants are considered the enemy. Almost everybody's, like, against humanity. There's a lot of stuff going on with the alien races that's also kind of its own – could be its own whole story. And the current the game is in its 10th edition. The 10th edition just came out. And the focus now is on my beloved Tyranids.
Okay.
Who they've had three invasions so far, and they've lost. This is the next invasion, and this one's finally coming towards Earth.
Okay.
And it's like the big push. And these things, like, sweep over an entire planet, wipe out every they literally take everything. Like, they build these huge digestion pools, and they drag every piece of organic matter into those pools and digest them. And then they absorb the genetic material, and then they change. They adapt. And, like, it's a – I don't know. I'm sort of running out of steam here. There's multiple chapters of Space Marines that you know, have different powers. Like, each one has, like, weird – like, there's one that are, like, the space vampires. There's the space werewolves.
The reason why I asked you is because I'm on the JoyToy website. I'm looking at the Warhammer 40,000 action figures, and there are, like, three or four that speak out to me that I'm like, ooh, that's cool. The Ultramarines in Intercessor, he has a sword. He has a sword. He's blue. There's one, same one, Ultramarines. Terminator's brother, Oranus, he has this giant Gatling gun. I love that.
Yeah, the Ultramarines are like I don't know how to put it. They're like the team that always, like, they're the most well known. They're the largest unit of Space Marines. Okay. They're also kind of the basic Becky Space Marines.
Okay.
But they're run. When I did the asterisk, they're run by their Primarch was called Reboot Gilliman.
Okay.
Who's about as close to a good guy as Warhammer gets.
Okay.
And he's been brought back to life. Well, he was sort of like in stasis for a long, long time, and they brought him back. So, like, they actually have a figure of him, which is coming out soon, and it's all the money. But he's now kind of, like, taking over the role of the Emperor. And what I love about it is he's from the time when the Emperor was like, we got to stop religion, we got to be rational. And now he's taking over this empire that worships his dad, basically, as a god. And he's got to walk this fine line between, like, this is everything we fought against.
Yeah.
But in order to keep humanity from being wiped out, I got to, like, play the game. So I kind of love that guy. But yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
It's so twisted and dark and messed up.
So again, I'm on their website looking through their toy listings. Ultramarines, Primarch, Reboot Gilliman.
Reboot Gilliman, yes.
Yeah. Giant orange bladed sword. $140.
Yep, that's for, I mean, they're 4-inch scale.
Yeah.
Now, they're actually bigger. Like, if you put a Star Wars figure next to them, they're bigger than them because they are big. Like, the Space Marines are big, and the Primarchs are huge. They're giants.
I mean, he looks great. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, it looks cool.
The figures are amazing. They got all this detail and articulation, and I got one just for, like, I got a Space Marine just for the heck of it because I knew about Warhammer, and it was like, this is so good, and now I have, like, hundreds of them. And they haven't even gotten like they haven't got to the Necrons yet, which are basically like Terminator skeletons that have been possessed by alien souls. And then there's like there's the Tau that are like generic. The Tau are kind of just like aliens that have like apparently that was like an appeal to the anime crowd because their mechs all look very anime looking.
Okay.
But they got their own weird space communist thing going on.
Yeah,
no, there are no good guys in this. Like, Reboot's about the closest to a good guy.
So it's villains versus villains?
I mean, it's people. It's more like, you know, in a situation, people are doing what they have to survive.
Okay, got it.
And just there are no, like, there's not a lot of standing on principle. You know, you could argue that the orcs are actually one of the few kind of quote good guys because they were literally created to fight wars. And that's all they do. That's just there's no malice. There's no if you're a dangerous opponent, that makes them happy. They want a good fight. That's all they want is the good fight.
Yeah, they're the warriors. They may not be honorable, but they're those warriors that want that challenge. That want, you know, the standard heroes type characteristic.
Well, kind of. And then the cool thing about them is they have this power. This weird power nobody understands, where if they believe something is true, it's true. So it's like if a dude builds a machine and he's like, that can work, it'll work. And if the humans capture it, it's garbage because it shouldn't work. But
right,
and they believe that red goes faster, so they paint all their vehicles red because they go faster. I think red goes faster, yellow is lucky, and purple is invisible.
Oh, then I want the purple.
Because have you ever seen a purple orc?
Exactly. No. That's funny. That's awesome.
Well, that's what I loved about like doing the I would do like a deep lore thing on YouTube, and it was great because like you do deep lore on the Tyranids, you do deep lore on the Eldari, and it's all these beautiful paintings, and it's very kind of like dark and sinister, and you know, a little H.R. Giger-ish. You know, kind of cool. And then it got to the orcs, and it was all stuff from the 80s. It was all like 2000 AD, like, you know, Judge Dredd looking crazy nonsense. And I'm like, I love these guys. They're crazy.
That's so cool. So cool. So cool. All right. What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
What else is on your mind?
Dude, I thought this was just like a job interview where I was just going to pitch my idea for a thing. And I didn't know I had to come up with material.
Hey, you know. I don't know.
I am the Watcher. I am your guide through these vast new realities. Follow me and ponder the question, what if?
How about that Marvel Universe? That was a thing, huh?
I know, right?
That was cool.
I've said this on a lot of podcasts recently. Once you name your film Endgame, how do you continue on from that? Like, WandaVision was okay. It was a nice little character thing. I liked Winter Soldier because I liked Sam and I liked Bucky a little bit, but I was there for Sam more than anything else. Hawkeye was my favorite. The rest of it after that, I don't know. Like, I don't care about the and it's not that I don't care. I'll go watch something else. I will say the more I see of the Marvels, I'm kind of excited for that.
Huh.
I saw like a featurette thing where they're all like getting together and doing it was like one of these. I understand companies have to promote. We have to promote podcasts here at the GCRN all the time. But you release a teaser trailer, you release the first theatrical trailer that is longer than the teaser. And then they start doing all these TV spots because they want the stuff to like they want a short clipped version to be on TV. And I'm like, oh, God, I just want to see one trailer and then see the damn movie. However, with some of these things lately, what was it? Oh, Ahsoka. I watched every special feature, every bonus YouTube video the Star Wars YouTube channel put out because I'm so excited for Ahsoka to see what's going on because I just finished for the first time ever. Finally finished Clone Wars and I blitzed through Rebels to be ready for Ahsoka. And I liked Rebels. Rebels was great. Rebels was awesome.
You know, it's funny. I love Star Wars, but I watched like the first probably the first 4 or 5 seasons of Clone Wars. I mean, There are only what, like 4 or 5?
No, seven seasons of Clone Wars.
Yeah, I always compared that to MASH, where like the show went on longer than the war. Mm-hmm.
The ending of season 7 of Clone Wars, when they came back after whatever hiatus it was, because I know they brought it back specifically for whatever Disney Plus or whatever the hell.
Yeah, Disney Plus.
Season 7 was awesome.
Okay. But I've also heard really good I've never really got into Rebels, but I've heard really good things about it from other Star Wars fans. So.
Sorry folks, if I'm repeating myself, I repeat myself a lot. My two biggest problems with Rebels, one was with the show, one was with the network it was on at the time when it was airing. Cartoon Network buries action cartoons. They bury them. They will put them up. Look, I grew up in the 80s. I'm perfectly fine watching Transformers at 6 a.m. before I have to catch the bus to school. Fine, whatever. But, like, I could never catch Clone Wars or Rebels or any of that stuff, so I'm glad it's on Disney Plus. I can watch it on my own time. I can marathon it if I want, whatever. So I finally caught up with all of it, and my other big turnoff to Rebels was season 1, Ezra. Oh, I thought he was a little bitch. I thought he was just so, like, That was season 1, Ezra. Season 2 through 7, he gets better and he goes through things. And he's not my favorite character in that show. Favorite character is probably either Hera, Sabine, or, well, Ahsoka shows up. And, I mean, how can you not love Captain Rex? You know, I don't know where you stopped. You said you watched 4 or 5 seasons, but season 7
of Clone Wars. Yeah, I never
Clone
got
Wars. Yeah,
yeah. I don't. I remember the one with the weird father, mother, sister, brother. There were three of them.
Yeah,
but not the Night Sisters. There were three like super powerful force entities.
Oh,
because it wasn't the Night Sisters. Because I know that I know from Star Wars lore who the Night Sisters are.
Okay.
Although it was like suddenly Darth Maul was from Dathomir, and I was like, what? And he had a brother, and
oh, Savage. Yes. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
No. But what I was talking about was there was one where Anakin and Obi-Wan, or at least Anakin, runs into these like. They're not the Night Sisters. It's like these they're like these unique personifications of the Force, or they're these beings.
Oh, right.
And there's like 3 of them.
Yep. I know what you're talking about now.
You know, it was just like it got weird and complicated. And it's just like, look,
they were trying to find the living Force and then find the death force or like the afterlife or they were trying to connect with Qui-Gon, which Qui-Gon was dead at the time. Qui-Gon pretty much still is dead, but
apparently it's because he wasn't angry, Mike. Like, that's the secret to surviving being stabbed with a lightsaber blade, is you have to be really, really angry about it. Didn't you watch Obi-Wan?
Lord, Obi-Wan, don't get me started. And all I can think of is that other universe. That's my secret, Dave. I'm always angry.
He's always angry.
Yep. Oh, man. Alrighty, folks. I think that's going to do it. A short episode this time around. Anything you want to say, sir? Anything you want to promote? If you want to tell people where they can follow what you don't do on social media, whatever you want to say.
I mean, I this is the whole point of reaching out to you is so I have something to do or talk about again. So
sure,
it's like, please love me, accept me, like this show, because I got nothing.
I got R2.
Yeah, well, I got an R2-D2 toaster.
Yeah, but that doesn't talk.
It does.
Does it really?
It absolutely. Give me 1 second.
Oh, no. Well. More than meets the eye. Autobots, roll out. That's what it talks. Oh my God.
I realized I'd have to plug it in.
Oh, no. That's fine.
But yeah, it makes noise. It whistles and beeps and lights up. I have no idea how good the toast is.
You haven't cooked any toast in it? Wow.
I just haven't had any. I haven't gotten any bagels since I got it.
Mm. Very cool. Very cool.
But of course, the R2D2 toaster makes noise. It's, it's also plastic, which is what you want in the toaster.
Oh boy. Yeah. I guess. I don't know. My toaster.
No. No. That's called sarcasm, my friend.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. No. Plastic. Bagels? Ooh,
no, not plastic bagels. Like, the toaster is made of plastic.
I understand that, but if you put the bagels in there, hopefully the plastic doesn't melt into them.
Well, hopefully the plastic doesn't melt anywhere. That's yeah, that seems like a design flaw.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right. It's neat.
Yeah, it is.
The neat. First time you push down the thing and it beeps and twerps, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's like, nope. Do I really want to cook food in this? Well, I kept the old toaster.
Yeah. Always keep the old toaster, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah, it would. You know, the R2D2 toaster would be funny. Like you said, it makes noise and all that. It would be funny if what it prints on the, like the whatever's on the coils on the inside was a C-3PO face.
They have that for Darth Vader, I know.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious.
But yeah, no, I got nothing to plug right now. I'm just happy to be anywhere.
Cool. 2023, guys. It's 30th anniversary for 1990. Yeah, I'm right. Because 80s is 40th anniversary. Yeah.
Yes, Jurassic Park's 30th. So.
Yeah, Jurassic Park's 30th this year. Super Mario Brothers the movie 30th this year. What else came out in 93?
Greatest movie ever made. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Pizza. It's a pizza. Maybe it's a frisbee. Also good. Whack. That flying burnt pizza Mikey made back in time. Oh, man, that movie. I love that movie.
I do, too.
It's not better or worse than the other two, but I dig that movie.
I thought it was more clever than it had a right being to be the third Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, folks, I think that's going to do it for us. I am going to run through what I usually run through all of the time. Thank you for joining us here on Diecast. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave feedback at the zero. There's several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts. Leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on X at Geekcast Radio for the network, at TF Toycast for the show. I am at TFG1 Mike. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. You can also check out TF Toycast over there, as well as joining the Toy World Order fans group. Next time on ToyCast, I think it's the top 100 toys countdown, but I don't know. Dave might be back and we might be talking about some other stuff. So we'll have to see what happens there. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
David Draper.
Join us next time when we'll be talking toys, more toys here on ToyCast.
See you later. Bye-bye.